Proceeds. A 10-minute romantic comedy for nerds by Andrea Lane Hunter. Characters: Lorelai, Jacqueline. They can be any age from 16 to 60, but they should be fairly close in age to each other. Setting: the play takes place on a beach in August, anytime in the 2000s, during the Perseid meteor shower. Lighting suggests dusk moving into darkness. A sound cue of gentle ocean waves throughout is desired. At rise, Lorelai and Jacqueline are on the beach. Lorelai stares at the sky for a while, expectantly. Jacqueline gazes out at Lorelai.
So, Lorelai, when will it happen?
Technically, it's already happening. It just has to get dark enough for us to see it.
And why does it happen? The same time every year? That doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't it just happen all the time? Is it magic? It's magic, isn't it?
Not magic. There's this comet, the Swift Tuttle, and it's...
Swift Tuttle? That sounds very British. Good evening, Mr. Swift Tuttle. Might I bring you a crumpet? Could I show you to the loo? Perhaps you'd like a biscuit, by which I mean a cookie, of course, to go with your tea.
They were both American.
Who?
Swift and Tuttle. They both discovered it, the comet, but not together. Just at the same time, I think. So it got both their names, to be fair.
That's kind of disappointing.
Sorry.
I wanted it to be a British thing.
Well, there's no astronomy police around, so just pretend I didn't say anything.
I'll try. But that part's kind of ruined now.
Oh. Sorry. I don't want it to be ruined.
I'll live. It's okay. Lorelai, it's totally okay. I'm messing with you, okay?
Okay.
So, why do you know all this about Swift Tuttle?
I look things up. I mean, you know, at one point in time, if you wanted to know something your parents didn't know, you had to, like, go to the library and find a book, or pull out an encyclopedia or something. It was work to find things out back then. You had to earn knowledge, like Boy Scout badges. But now, you can carry around access to pretty much the sum total of human knowledge right in your back pocket. It fits in the palm of your hand. It's criminal now not to look something up you want to know. That's what I think.
Principles of the pursuit of knowledge.
Principles are good. Are you still in pursuit?
Of knowledge?
I mean, do you still want to know about the meteor shower? I was going to tell you why it happens.
Oh, yeah. We still haven't seen anything.
Well, it's really not that dark yet.
Tell me the knowledge then, while we wait for it to get dark.
Okay, so there's this comet, Swift Tuttle, and it goes along on its...
Can you tell it in a British accent?
Jacqueline, wait.
Please?
Seriously?
Please, 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 with a shooting star on top.
I'll try. Just for you. Can't believe I'm... So, of course, there's this comet, Swift Tuttle, and it goes along its orbit, spewing debris about behind it. And this time every year, mid-July to mid-August, we are, the Earth is passing through its orbit. We're passing through the comet's orbit, so we're right in the debris trail. It spits off chunks of itself as it goes, and the debris hits us. The atmosphere, at like, I can't remember, really... really fast speeds.
Fast speeds. Fast speeds. It's totally better with the accent.
Fast speeds. Sorry. And the chunks of the comet burn up in our atmosphere. Luckily, instead of hitting the land. Land? Land.
Land? Land. Now neither sounds right. I don't really know.
Anyway, the debris burning through the atmosphere makes shooting stars.
Really?
Yep, that's it. That's why it happens.
Not magic?
No. Well, I mean, not in the sense that it's wizards fighting each other with wands or baby dragons practicing breathing fire or anything like that. But it's still kind of magical to me.
Yeah, it totally is. If it will ever happen. Wait, they're getting brighter. Am I crazy or are the stars getting brighter?
It's getting darker. So, yeah, the stars are getting brighter.
Jacqueline scoots a little closer.
Where should I look?
Well, they call it the Perseids because it appears as if the meteorites originate from the constellation Perseus.
But I'm guessing they don't really originate from there.
No, not really. The stars in the constellation are super far away. The comet's orbit trail is much closer, but I think they say the shooting stars radiate from Perseus.
So, where do I look?
Sorry, at the constellation Perseus.
You're just going to have to, like, point my head in the right direction.
Lorelei tenderly directs Jacqueline's head so they are closer together.
They're gonna be coming from over there-ish, but they can radiate out in any direction. So really, just watch. And watch with a soft focus, like out of the corner of your eye, too.
Who knew watching for shooting stars would be so complicated?
I didn't mean to make it complicated.
Complicated isn't bad, Lorelai.
Oh, do you think complicated is good?
Depends on the particular complication. Is there a certain complication you have in mind, Lorelai?
Oh my God, did you see that?
What?
It had a big orange
No!
tail. It
I
was
missed it!
enormous. It was so beautiful. Tell me you saw that.
I missed the very first one.
Don't worry. There'll be more. Loads more.
I'm so bummed. I was looking at you, though. So that wasn't too bad.
Oh. Really?
Nerds are cool now. Didn't you know?
You think I'm a nerd?
I mean, yeah, but in a good way. In a great way.
Oh, totally. I totally think being called a nerd is a compliment.
Principles of the pursuit of knowledge.
Do you think I'm ridiculous?
No. God, no. I think you're awesome.
Oh. You know, Jacqueline, there can be principles of other things too, you know?
Like what?
Anything? Everything?
Yeah, I know. Of course, there are lots of principles. But what were you thinking of specifically when you made that comment?
I was thinking of principles of attraction.
Attraction?
I was thinking of electrical attraction.
Electrical attraction. Oh, do tell.
Well, you know, in science.
Oh, so this is science?
Of course, what were you thinking?
Never mind me.
So, if you get an object, like a balloon, for example, all charged up,
All charged up?
are you going to let me talk?
By all means.
So, if you get a balloon all charged up, like by rubbing it on someone's head, say, charged up with extra electrons, that's the charge, the extra electrons. Then all those unstable atoms, the ones that lost the electrons and the ones that gained them, they attract other atoms looking for stability. Because atoms need the right amount of electrons to be stable.
Like hair. Like how balloons make your hair stand up?
Exactly. Or if you tear up little pieces of paper, they can rise toward the balloon. Or other balloons. You've been to birthday parties. You've seen it.
Attraction, huh? That's the first principle that came to your mind while we were hanging out? Under the beautiful stars on the beach? Interesting. Some might say romantic, even.
I'm glad you find science romantic.
I do. Oh, I do.
And in fact, closer the two objects get, the stronger the attraction is until spark, and then they're stable.
So, just to make sure I understand this, if one of us, say if you, just as a totally random example, had extra electrons, I might find myself, through no fault of my own, being pulled toward you, powerfully and inexplicably?
Well, yes, except it wouldn't be inexplicable because the extra electrons would explain it.
Right, the explanatory electrons. Well, listen, I've been meaning to tell you, I've been diagnosed recently with a really bad case of electron shortage, and so I find myself always moving toward people who seem charged.
Oh?
I can't help it.
It's totally out of your control.
Totally.
Jacqueline has moved very close to Lorelai. They are about to kiss when...
Oh my god! Did you see that? Wow! Wow, just wow, wow, wow! It was sparkly and long. Oh, it was so long, trailing all the way across the sky. I can't believe it.
I missed that one. But I was looking at you, so that wasn't too bad.
Oh. But was it good?
It was better than good. It was complicated and scientific and charged.
Lorelai, you said the comet is leaving behind little pieces of itself in its trail, and they burn up in the atmosphere?
The burning pieces are the shooting stars.
I think, maybe, I'm charged, and you're taking up my electrons.
Do tell.
Like I'm leaving behind some little pieces of myself. I think they're shooting off and burning up in the atmosphere of you.
I think I feel them.
I needed to let go of some electrons and let them find the atoms that needed them. Spark.
My atoms?
Yeah. Your atoms needed my electrons.
I think that makes a lot of sense. In a really nerdy way.
Hey!
Don't worry, it's cool to be a nerd. Plus, your electrons make me feel really stable, baby. Oh my god!
Yes.
Did you see?
Yes, I saw it. It was beautiful. It was like
looking at you.
Fade to black and don't die.